With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The terrorist group Hamas has freed the first two of six Israeli hostages set to be freed today under the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. The two hostages were put into Red Cross ambulances after being brought out onto a stage by masked and armed Hamas terrorists in front of a crowd in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Prices for existing homes continue to climb.
Home prices have gone up on an annual basis for the 19th consecutive month, with the national median sales price at $396,900, up 4.8% in January from a year earlier. The U.S. housing market has been in a sales slump since 2022, when mortgage rates started climbing following lows during the pandemic.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. She says the National Association of Realtors reports nearly 1.2 million unsold homes were on the market as of the end of last month. New poll from AP NORC indicates slight drop in confidence in Americans' confidence in the safety of air travel.
64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024. The poll was conducted shortly after the January 30th crash between a passenger jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., but before a Delta jet flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department has filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order calling for banning transgender troops. This is SRN News. Sports gambling starting to take a toll in some areas.
39 states now allow people to bet on ball games, and four more may vote to do so this year. With the surge in gambling has come a surge in the number of people seeking help for gambling addictions, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Clergymen campaigned against legalizing gaming, warning of its ill effects on society, but in most cases they were ignored. Now churches are being called upon to help address addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge has indefinitely adjourned the corruption trial for New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The Friday ruling will delay by at least a couple of weeks a decision whether charges against the mayor will be dropped altogether, as the Trump Justice Department has requested. At the same time, Judge Dale Ho has appointed a conservative counsel to draw up adversarial amicus arguments against the DOJ's new position.
That is George Williams reporting, and this is SRN News. A Trump advisor expects Ukraine to agree to a deal allowing American access to the country's rare earth minerals. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is optimistic that Ukrainian President Zelensky will agree to exchange critical minerals for continued American military aid. He told the Conservative Political Action Conference that Zelensky is going to sign that deal, though he didn't offer a timeline. The Ukrainian leader has rebuffed the offer so far, angering Donald Trump, who called Zelensky a dictator. Greg Clugston, Washington.
D.C. police have launched an internal investigation into the department's handling of a Wednesday incident involving an alleged assault by Florida Representative Corey Mills. And Mills has denied any wrongdoing, did so in a statement issued by his office on Friday. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.